Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you eat your food? Yeah, I ate my food. Hold on. Well, good morning. It's good to have you along with me today. Tigger, I just gave her a little bit of dry food, and I think I'll get a picture of her on the blog this week, finally, so you can see what this cat that sort of has stolen her way into our hearts and into our lives, what she actually looks like. It's amazing. We went to PetSmart to pick up some things, would have been 2 days ago. Thursday evening. Today is Saturday. And while we were there, we went in and, of course, looked at the kittens, and they had this great big cat that is 18 months old, the biggest black and white cat I think I've ever seen. And they had a pair of kittens that were siblings, black and white, and they had another cat that was sort of a tabby-ish, not total tabby, but kind of a tabby. And I told Cindy, I said, it just, you know, I can't help it. My heart just goes out to animals. Now, my heart goes out to people, too. Don't get me wrong, obviously, but let's see here. But my heart goes out to animals also, whether it's a cat or a dog or whatever. And so Tigger, over time, has made her way on our porch and then now sort of into our heart. So I think I'll post a picture of her on the blog this week. I took a picture, 3 or 4 pictures the other day when I was taking pictures of the roses. Hope you like those pictures. And that rose bush, the one with the bigger flowers, it is still, they've been blooming for over a week. And those flowers are still, they've not died down. I took the scissors to trim them and they've still not died down. So the roses are still, that one bush just really, really pretty. But what that day when I took those pictures, I took some pictures of Tigger as well. So I'll post some of those. We get a little bit of dry food and put it in a container. Actually, it's like a quart thing that some dog treats were in that you can seal the top on it. Pardon me, when I leave the house first thing, it's not a hill, but a fairly good incline that I have to run for the length of probably a block and a half. So from the get-go, I'm going up, but we're just about to the stop sign. Sometimes it winds me until I get settled in. You might be like that too, that first 10-20 minutes sometimes for me, I'm just getting into it. And then by last half of the run, especially if it's a longer run, at that point, I start feeling much better and I notice my breathing is more relaxed. And it's almost like I'm not breathing hard, like I am at this moment. So we'll be fine. But anyway, Tigger has now sort of become our cat. Even though I think she still comes up to the neighbors on occasion. But we bought some dry food and put it in this resealable thing that had some dog treats in it at one time. We open that and give her a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. And she seems to be working okay with that. Only thing is, I can't give her very much because the ants want to get in it. And so we need to watch that. It reminds me of the foxes that Nigel, running from the Reaper podcast, his wife gives their fox cooked sausages. And now he's describing in his most recent episode, Running from the Reaper podcast, that they now think they're going to be having some pups. He's a great nature lover, as I am, of course. And it's interesting to hear him talk about the fox that has made a way into their yard, their garden. I think he said for a couple of years now. And animals just have a way of getting into our lives. And I've always said that if a person mistreats animals, they'll mistreat people. Now, where I grew up, we had people who love animals, and we have people who think every cat should be shot. Dogs are okay because they're of some use, particularly if you hunt. But cats are of no use to anybody. Although they will catch mice or rats, supposedly. So you might as well shoot a cat or a animal similar to that, but a dog is okay. Well, I love them all. We went to the pet store yesterday at the mall in Ashboro. Talk to you more about that trip later, but went in, and I've never been in a place. Been a long time since I had been in Randolph Mall. Never seen a place with so many snakes and lizards and birds, parakeets, canaries, big parrots. Had a Pomeranian and a mini Pomeranian, which was pretty interesting. Got a yard sale going on here to my left. But I love going in places like that. Pet store, it was almost like a very small zoo. Alright, that's enough about the animals this morning. It is good to have you along for this episode 53 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast. I am thrilled that you decided to download and take a listen. I really mean that. If you're new to the show, I think you'll find the show will help you to pass the time as you're out on the road running. Or if you're like me anymore, I listen to so many podcasts. I listen to them in the car as well. Sometimes they're running, and sometimes there are other topics that I like to address. Most of them are running, but I do have several others that I listen to, as I've discussed in the past. But good chance you're running as you're listening. And if this is one of your first times tuning in, I want to say thank you for being here. And I really mean that. Appreciate you taking the time to download an episode or two and listen. And if you could take and forward the link to the show, which can be found at the blog, which is the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, I would appreciate it. Because if you do that, we can help share the show with others. And for that, I'm thankful. Also, I want to thank Coach Jeff over at PowerFit and the running podcast. He does three, but for that particular one, I'm running. morning. A particular one on running, he has plugged the show a couple times, and he did it again this past week. And Coach Jeff, I appreciate it very much. And I'd like to go ahead and just share a short promo here. Coach Jeff is actually in Brisbane, Australia, and he is a coach, of course, running, triathlon. He does podcasts on running. It's the running podcast. He does one on triathlon, which is, I'm not sure, I'm assuming the triathlon podcast. And then he does one on motivation. And you can go over to powerfit.net.au. I think that's right. Coach Jeff, if I got that wrong, forgive me. But I love his show. This past week, he talked about how to take care of injuries. And I like when he gets on his soapbox and begins to get wound up about a topic. Well, he, this time, was talking about the exorbitant race fees, particularly for races that don't supply any goodies or any support. He said if it's a good race, chip-timed technology, and if they didn't want to stretch a piece of tape across the road for the start line, as he said, he doesn't mind paying a little more. But if all they do is give you some cut fruit and a cup of water and no finisher's medal, no shirt, he doesn't like that. Coach Jeff, I agree with you. Unless you're clearly raising money, small event in your community, raising money for local charity that everyone agrees they want to do that. Anyway, let me play that promo. Check out Coach Jeff if you haven't done so. I'd be glad you did.
Welcome to the Running Podcast. Come on, let's go for a run. You can get me on email for the Running Podcast by simply dropping a line to therunningpodcast@live.com. All right, guys, you have a great week. And remember what the coach says, train to race and race to win. But, man, you have a heap of fun along the way. All righty, bye-bye for now. Thank you so much for listening in. We'll see you again real soon. Bye for now.
Today is 15th of May 2010, Saturday, and I've been running for right at 10 minutes. It's probably 5 after 7 in the morning. Slept in, got up a little late today, but that's okay. The weather is nice. I wouldn't say spectacular, but it's nice. It's a little cool feeling. Although quickly I'm warming up as I'm in the sun, but the air itself is a little cool this morning. It was 66 when I left the house. Scattered thunderstorms last night, and they're in the docket every day for the next several days. At least a chance in the afternoon. And then I'm thinking over into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, 5 days from now, there's a significant chance of rainy weather those 2 days. This morning is 66, mostly sunny, very light breeze if any, maybe very, very light, and feels pretty good. Although, as I said, the sun's getting warm. I've got my technical tee, technical shorts, regular garb on. Don't need anything extra this morning, and as always, I've got on my 2009 North Carolina Marathon Lucky Hat. We're going to call that our lucky hat from now on. Because this brought me some luck, although I don't believe in luck. Well, how can it bring me luck? If I don't believe in it, how can I acknowledge that? I feel good to wear it, let me put it that way. I don't believe in luck, but or fate, but anyhow, that's another story. But again, it's great to have you along with us today, and I am climbing another hill. The area that I live in, I don't think I've ever taken the time to really explain how things are laid out in this section of the state, maybe the state as a whole, might be of interest to you. What's it like in North Carolina if you don't live here? Or I know we've got lots of listeners who don't live here, who don't live in the United States, as far as that goes. But the state basically has three regions. Start with the coastal region. It's like the third. If you look at North Carolina on the map, divided into three fairly equal pieces. The part on the right that borders the coastline, that third of the state, it's called the coastal region. And that region has a lot of sand, obviously. And if you look at some maps, the way they think it was centuries and centuries ago, and I believe this is true, a significant portion of that was underwater. Because you can go to these, what we call marl, which is like a, I don't know what it's actually made out of, but it's almost like a soft crushed rock, little bitty pieces. Not real stone in it, but people use it for their driveways, and they use it to lay the bedding for highways, I think, and under the ground, on the ground for perhaps foundations for buildings. But this marl, you can find fossilized shark's teeth in it. And I remember as a kid growing up, different places where there were big areas of marl, especially where it had been poured into a driveway or what, it was really neat to go through. And I've got, I think I still got them, some very, very large shark's teeth that were found on dry land, dug up in dry land, or on dry land, in the coastal region of North Carolina. But anyway, the coastal region runs from the coast, obviously, up through Raleigh, through Durham. Begins to cut off after you get west, I guess, of Sanford. And in that coastal region, that one third of the state, the eastern half, of course, would be primarily the coast, and the western half of that third is what we call sand hills. And sand hills are not really very hilly, but there is a bunch of sand. The dirt is sandy. It's not like it is here, where it's clay. But it's called the sand hills. And in the sand hills is, includes places like, you may have heard of Pinehurst, where they play some significant golf tournaments. And sand hills are good for growing blueberries, as well as the coastal, further to the coast as well. But it's just sandy area that tends to drain. But one of the problems with the coastal area, closer to the coast, but this coastal region I'm trying to describe to you, very inadequately, I might confess, is the fact that it's so flat in most of it, and so low in a good portion of it, that when it does rain, yeah, it may drain through the sand, but it's so low that it has nowhere to go. And so there's swamps, quite a bit of swamps in eastern North Carolina coastal region. Not everywhere, but you'll go through very low areas. During heavy rains, the water can stand for extended periods. Also, the coastal region tends to be much more humid. Although, I'm feeling pretty humid here at the moment. Fairly uncomfortable in that sense. But that's the coastal region. And it goes from the southernmost tip, which would be, I guess, Calabash, which I've talked about in previous episodes, up to the northeastern tip, which is Corolla and Duck, places like that up near the Virginia border. And also the coastal plain has something very unique about it, in that it does have the Outer Banks, and you really need a satellite picture of the Outer Banks to understand what I'm trying to describe. But these are barrier islands that jut out from North Carolina into the ocean, into the Atlantic, and these islands come and go, and they sway back and forth a certain amount with some regularity as hurricanes particularly come through. They can open new inlets or close other ones. We've had issue with Lighthouse at Cape Hatteras. It was moved several years ago because the Hatteras, where it was, the eastern edge on the beach had eroded so badly that they had to relocate the lighthouse. It was a monumental undertaking, but they did move it just a little further inland. And right now, down on the extreme southern part of the coastal region, which is called the Crystal Coast, they're having an issue with Cape Lookout. A little bit of that issue. Saw that in our state magazine that I referenced last week. So, coastal regions where I did most of my growing up, all of it actually, about 35, 40 miles northwest of Wilmington, a little place called Wallace. And since that time, I've lived in Kentucky, New Jersey, and South Carolina, and three or four places here in North Carolina, at least. That's the coastal region. And then we've got the part we live in, which is called the Piedmont. And I'll tell you about that in just a minute. You're listening to episode 53 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast.
Hanging on, I've been saved from above.
welcome back. I wanted you to hear some of the birds. I'm running through Carrington townhouses right now off of Facy School Road. Still beating the road in Thomasville, North Carolina. And the birds are singing. The sun is up significantly. It's not 7:30, but it's getting close. It's going to be warm. But I live in the Piedmont region of North Carolina, which would be that center third slice. If you slice it three ways, I'm in the central part. And we border to the east, as I said, around Sanford, Siler City perhaps, is definitely in Piedmont. All the way over west, through Charlotte, and some points further than that, I would say. And this region is predominantly clay, the dirt. It's not sand or black sand like I described a few episodes back, the black dirt of home. This is clay. We have some clay there, but Piedmont is predominantly clay. Flowers and everything else come in about a week, two weeks later than the coastal region, generally speaking. And temperature-wise, most of the time we're anywhere from 3 to 5 degrees cooler or colder if it's winter. Sometimes more than that. But it definitely tends to be a little bit cooler here. And it gets cold enough in the winter that you can't grow certain types of grasses that will grow in the coastal region. But it begins to get hilly along the sand hills, which is on the western fringe of the coastal area region. And then those hills become more pronounced as you get closer this way. And even more so as you go further west of here. We're pretty hilly here. Although the Uwharrie Mountains are to the, just to the east of us, run mostly through Randolph County, others as well. They're very low mountains, but nonetheless just as beautiful as any I've seen. And yesterday we took from around lunch, ate a bit of lunch here, and then went to Ashboro. Weaved our way through the Uwharrie Mountains, that area. And again, these are just very, very large hills. But you can tell they're higher than the other things that are around. But when you think of mountains, Smokies even, or the Rockies. No. Nothing like that. I mean, I'm thinking tallest one might be 1,000 feet. But they're saying that they were involved in some of this erosion, even on the coastal plain by the water, long, long time ago. And if you believe that the earth has been here many, many, many years, which I do personally, that does not conflict with me as a believer either, I don't believe. But I'm not going to get into that today. I have no problem believing the earth is millions and millions of years old. But these mountains are considered older and they've worn down. But they go through part of it, and also they have a race in the Uwharries, 5 mile and 10 mile. I forget what it's called. I think it might be called the Uwharrie Rumble. It's a trail race. And they advertise that you will get your knees skinned. You will scrape your hands. You will bleed. Just get used to it if you want to run the race. Well, I'm intrigued by that, but I'm not wanting to bleed any at the moment, thank you. So yesterday we rode through that area. And so, generally speaking, it's like the coastal, but elevation's higher, much hillier. You have the Uwharrie Mountains. Clay instead of sand, typically a little cooler in summer, colder in the winter, especially at night. And that is the Piedmont region, the very center of the state. Ooh, there's a nail laying in the road. I did my good deed. Whoop, there's another one. Nope, that wasn't a nail, straw. Anyway, very central part of the state is Star, or easier to find on a map. Very close to there is Ashboro, area where Cindy and I live. Close to there for over 11 years. Ashboro is 30 miles from here. Yesterday we went through the old stomping ground, rode down the road that our church district's youth camp, Victory Mountain Camp, is on. It's been there for years. Has some recently built cabins, newer ones. Has a lake, nice lodge, beautiful, beautiful area. And that's within the Uwaris. We rode through there and got out and looked at some of the new things developed. And come on into Ashboro. Rode by the hospital to see how it had grown. Whoopee! And then rode on to the mall in Ashboro. Looked around a little bit, have a nice mall there. And then went to Ramsor, where I pastored over 11 years and ended up at Captain Tom's Seafood Place, which is east of Ramsor, out on 64, just off of it, between 64 and Staley, has a Staley address. If you're ever in this area of North Carolina, that's definitely worth going to check it out. But they don't open for lunch, and they're not open on Monday either. But Captain Tom's Seafood House. And last night, I have to admit, I ate what I wanted. I ate, had a pretty good sized piece of fried flounder, some fried shrimp, baked potato, no butter or sour cream because I'm watching it, but I had salt and pepper on that. I only had a couple of small hush puppies and had hot sauce on the shrimp with some tartar on the fish and the other kind of red sauce you put on seafood. What do you call it? Can't think of it for the moment. Put that on the shrimp with the hot sauce. Unsweetened tea, sweetened with a little bit of Splenda. Ooh, that was good. And so we ate there for supper, rode by our old house on the way back last night, rode through the country, coming back, and just had a nice evening from around just afternoon until we got home. It was 7:30, something like that. Just a terrific afternoon. Enjoyed our time away. Cindy's parents went with us, and they had not been to that area in a while. But this is the Piedmont region. And then we got one more region, and that is the mountain region. And of course, way less than an hour from here, you get into the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Blue Ridge Mountains are not tall when you compare them to, again, the Rockies, but they're decent mountains, don't get me wrong. I'm thinking the highest peak, other than Mount Mitchell, is 6,000 feet maybe. Mount Mitchell is 8,000 something, and it's the highest peak east of the Mississippi. So the tallest mountain in the eastern half of the country basically is located in North Carolina. And Mount Mitchell can get very, very cold. And even in the winter, I've been up there, couldn't get over how the weather turns as you proceed to the top. But Mount Mitchell is a beautiful place. But we have the mountains, and they run from, well, Boone is well in the mountains. We're about an hour and 20 minutes from Boone, maybe. We'll get me some water. Other places in the mountains, which you might be aware of or not, but Cherokee is where the eastern band of the Cherokee Indians live. I read a book one time, Trail of Tears, which talked about the plight of the Cherokee Indian, particularly under Andrew Jackson, who was one of the most fascinating presidents I think we've ever had. I read, it was an American Lion, not that many months ago, on Andrew Jackson. Great book. I want to say Meacham's the author, but I'm not sure at the moment. But anyway, there was another book I read years ago about the Cherokee, and basically what happened is they were all moved out to Oklahoma on what you might know as the Trail of Tears. And several thousands from North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, surrounding parts, they were forced to march that far. And I think that the actual trail is now commemorated, and you can walk it or drive part of it or see it if you go out west, at least as west as Oklahoma and this way. But Andrew Jackson was responsible for that. And a lot of mishandling went on during that time, and I don't agree with what happened, and I still don't. I don't know that we need to give them a humongous multi-ten of million dollars casino in Cherokee, which they have, but anyway, several of the Cherokees hid out in the mountains, and when everything settled down, basically, they resurfaced, and by then, they were not deported. That's the eastern band of Cherokee here in North Carolina. So they are Native Americans, native to this area, just west of here, 2 hours from here, maybe 2.5. And the others are out west. That's why you have Cherokee in Oklahoma, predominantly, as well as North Carolina. They're called the western band. This is the eastern band. Western band was deported out there. Eastern band hid out during that time and continue to live here today. Cherokee's a neat little place, a little campy at times, historically inaccurate for the sake of the some of the less historically inclined visitors who think that they lived in teepees, but they didn't because they were not Plains Indians. Plains Indians lived in teepees. Indians, indigenous peoples in the mountains, did not use teepees, but if you go to Cherokee, I guarantee you'll find a teepee display. But anyway, it's a neat place to visit. Beautiful area. Not a lot there, but if you like to gamble, which I personally don't gamble in any form, I don't gamble even with our state lottery. I just think it teaches something for nothing. It does nothing to foster self-worth and taking care of yourself. But that's just me. You know, to each his own. But anyway, they have a huge, huge, is it Harris Casino there? Which I've ridden by it, but I've never been in it. Anyway, Cherokee, Boone, got some beautiful places in the mountains. Linville Falls, Asheville, Great Smoky Mountains National Forest, which of course is the mountains. And there are places within the mountains. There's a parkway called the Blue Ridge Parkway, which is, oh man, it's beautiful. If you've never been to North Carolina, it's worth coming to ride on the parkway, particularly in the fall of the year. And, but those are some of the places, some other places that are neat to go. Some of them harder to get to than others. Colowee, Cashiers and Highlands, which has Scotch-Irish heritage, the settlement. If you go there, you gotta have money, but it's a beautiful place, very, very high in the mountains. And, but that's a mountain region, of course. Mountain region, here it begins to get much more rocky. Down east, I can take and dig a hole and plant a tree in 3 minutes. Here, take me 3 days with the rocks sometimes. But further west you go, the more mountains you get. Elevation continues, of course, to get into the foothills. You begin to genuinely center in the mountains, which you are. And predominantly clay, as far as I can tell. And of course, much cooler, typically. Probably 5 degrees cooler in the summer. More than that in the winter. Nights get a good bit cooler than they would here. And of course, they have quite a bit of snow, especially the upper elevations. Skiing is a big issue in the mountain region of North Carolina. So, that's my history lesson today. And my geography lesson all rolled up into one. Why did I tell you all that? I don't know. But It lets you know where I live, and we live in a beautiful state. We're blessed with, we can be to the beach in, well, the beach in 3.5 hours. Be to the mountains from here, probably in the heart of the mountains in 2 hours. And just a beautiful state. Incidentally, Cindy and I are going to be taking a little trip over the next several weeks. Not for the next several, but over that into Virginia. And I hope I can run a little bit and record as we're away. I mean, that's not this week or the next, but it's coming up. We'll fill you in on that. Virginia is a beautiful state as well. Okay. We've been running 40 minutes and 22 seconds. We've run 4.22 miles. So I know we're running just under 10 minutes right now. And I'm feeling good. Although it is warm, sweat is dripping off the brim of the old cap. But the birds are singing. It's going to be a beautiful day. And I told Cindy, if I'm not back, just go ahead and eat without me. I'll take Odie when I get back and get me some breakfast. I didn't eat anything before I left today, but I did drink about, I don't know, 6 or 8 ounces of water, and then I just stopped now. And I have a bag of beans with me that I'll be eating in the next 4 or 5 minutes here. We are presently on the way back to Finchfield again. I can see the stop sign probably a quarter mile up the road, and we are going up a hill, which for around here, that's the name of the game. You do hills all the time. So, you know, it's funny, people talk about doing hill work, and for me, I do them all the time. And if I were ever to move into a flatter area, to be honest, I would miss that. Because when I've run after I've gone back home on flat area, coastal region, it's a beautiful area. I love the beach. Don't get me wrong, I really do. I'd like to retire near there, but the flatness of it for running is just a little bit boring. So we're going to keep going here. We'll bring you back in near the end of this run and have some closing thoughts. And if you're running right now, pick up the pace a little bit. Don't wimp out. And we're going to finish this one strong, hopefully. Been running for about 52 minutes. I did go just over 5 and then turned around. Right now we're at 5.5, just over. Did just want to say that I'd love to have information about where you run. If you want to send me an email about that, or send me a photograph of part of your favorite running route or some of the scenery of where you run, a good shot of that special road or trail or whatever, and I'll mention that in an upcoming episode, and we will post it at the blog along with where it is, in case other listeners are ever in your area and they would like to know about where to run. So send me information if you would, just a short note about what makes your running area so special, the trail you run, the road course, whatever. What is it about that you run that you really, really like? And include a picture if you want. You don't have to, but I'd love to hear from you about that. Also, if you're ever in North Carolina, central part of the state, send me an email over at 20minuterunner@gmail.com, and we'll link up for a run. I'll meet you. I can meet you in Greensboro, Winston, High Point, Thomasville. For some reason, you'd be coming here. But I'd love to get together for a run and talk with you, get to know you a little bit. So you get in touch with me if you're moving in the central part, the Piedmont, the Triad area, which is what this area is called, Greensboro, High Point, Winston-Salem, and we'll get together and run. I might not know you at this point, but I'd love to meet you and run a few miles together. And who knows, we might even record for an episode while we do it. It was also good to hear Nigel from Running from the Reaper. Referenced him earlier in the show today. Nigel has another episode out. Says his listeners race so much sand that he had to put another one out. I just want to say I was one of those listeners. And Nigel, it's good to have you running with us again along the towpath. And I appreciate Nigel sending us a 50th episode audio clip as well. But if you've never listened to Running from the Reaper, I think it's runningfromthereaper.com. And Nigel also is the one who keeps the Running Podcasts website up and going. If you're looking for more running podcasts, go to runningpodcasts.org, I believe. Nigel maintains that and does Running from the Reaper. Appreciate it because he has helped me get word out about this 20-minute runner, which has been very helpful, and I'm thankful. So check him out. But send me some info about where you run. If you're ever in the area, send me an email far enough in advance that we could possibly work something out. I'd love to go for a short run together. Or a long run, depending on where you are and where I am at that time. I want to tell you, it's hot. I am absolutely drenched. Sun is up very high. Not immediately overhead, of course, but I don't know. I'm guessing 50-degree angle from the ground. If you can find a flat piece of ground. So, again, thanks for being with me. And we're going to close this out in just a minute. Concentrating on form. Keeping my feet coming down at the midsole, middle part of my foot rather, than the heel for a lighter step. Faster feet turnover. Shoulders leaning forward just a bit. Not really leaning, but arms just above my waist. Swinging freely, but not with any extra motion that I know of. Hands relaxed, not clenched. Very loose fist. And we're getting ready to stop. And man, am I ready. Okay. Stop. Oh, brother. Whew. Hardest run that I've had since the marathon. Due to two or three things. Due to the warm sun. I'll back that up, hot sun. Also, due to the fact that it's the first time I've run double-digit run yet since the marathon. And thirdly, combine those two things alone, throw in some heels, which I charged a couple of heels on the very end, not the big heel, but a couple of smaller ones within the last 5 minutes. I'd recover going down, then I'd charge it going up, so I was able to maintain a good pace. I had water twice, took a bag of beans about an hour and a half ago. No, 45 minutes ago. And my lips are covered with salt. Can tell my back of my neck, my face feel that telltale, a little bit of a rough feeling, you know what I'm talking about, where you're covered with salt. Whew. And I'm hot. I could not have gone a mile further without water, putting it all over my head and running in a little bit of shade. I'm guessing it's probably in the low to mid 70s, but you throw the sun in and it's warm out here to run. But we made it. Okay, how did we do? We ran 10.01 miles. I was not going to go over 10. And ran it 1 hour, 32 minutes, and 10 seconds. The average speed, 6.5. Max speed, 13.1. Whoa. Pace, best pace, 7.03. And the average pace, 9.12. So that's good for 10 miles. I really don't need to try to push it. And over time, we will get that more and more under our belt. I do have a half marathon, a 10K in 6 weeks. Right now, I'm not sure if I'm going to run it or not. I think I'll be ready, but I may just wait and do the one here in High Point, the YWCA, the Rock 10K. That's a little bit later in the summer. I might do that one. And then probably do the Warren Reeves 5K. And then we'll do the half in Greensboro in October, which I'm looking forward to. I couldn't run it today, but we'll definitely be ready. Trying to break an hour and 40 minutes for that. I don't know if we can do it, but I think we can if everything goes well. So I'm on the way back to the house, going to get Odie, grab me a Powerade. Goes with that down as I walk him. Rinse off, stretch. Not in that order, stretch and rinse off. And grab a little cereal and coffee and be good to go. But anyway, thanks for being with me today. Send me your emails, MP3, or WAV files of your most recent race along with photographs. Again, tell me where you run. Send me a photo of it, why that's your favorite place, or what you like about where you run. Drop by the blog, connect with Facebook. If you want to, the 20 Minute Runner is my handle. And also on Twitter, the 20 Minute Runner. We'll be glad to have you sign up. I do have people every week. Pick up a few that are following. We thank you for that. I'm not on there a lot, but I'm on there occasionally. Probably need to do a little more of it than I do. But anyway, connect with me. Go to the blog. You'll hear the address in a minute. All kinds of ways to email me and other things you can check out. Pictures, race reports, photographs, survey, all kind of things. But anyway, have a great week, everybody. We've run 10 today on a very warm Saturday morning, but it's been good to have you along. And wherever you live, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. See you soon. Bye-bye. That wraps up another episode. I'm glad to have you with me. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20runner.blogspot.com. From the blog, you can send me an email. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Take the monthly survey or simply look at photographs of recent races and peruse the past episodes of the podcast, including being able to listen to those episodes if you'd like. Remember, all of the music used in this episode can be found at the blog. All music is used under a Creative Commons license. It's been great having you with me this week, and I look forward to seeing you again in 7 or 8 days. Until then, I hope your running's going well, and as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.